You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt. Today we're talking Phillies baseball, and we bring in Phillies reporter for MLB.com, Todd Zalecki. Todd, some sources are saying the Orioles are starting to get calls on Manny Machado, and one of those calls is coming from the Phillies. I know that would be a huge get for this young team looking to build towards the future. What's the likelihood that Manny Machado plays in a Phillies uniform in the future?
Well, you know, Manny Machado has been a guy that has been mentioned by the Phillies and by Phillies fans for the past couple of years. You know, the Phillies have very purposely gotten rid of all of their long-term contracts, eyeing up the 2018-2019 free agent class, which includes Machado, Bryce Harper, Clayton Kershaw, et cetera. So fans have been talking about if Michael Franco can't really get things figured out at third base, how the Phillies very likely, I would say, will take a run at Manny Machado next offseason if he is a free agent and if the Phillies find that they do have a need at third base. Now, if Baltimore decides they want to trade Manny Machado this winter, I do expect the Phillies to make some calls. That would not surprise me at all. They have some infielders available to trade, and they would be more than willing, obviously, to include Michael Franco in that deal coming off a down year. They have a lot of young talent in their farm system to trade. But to be honest, the only way that trade makes sense right now is if, A, you know, they feel it's a fair trade. They don't give up too much for Machado, but you know, they know that they will have to give up some prospects. But, B, they would also then have to have a situation where, okay, once the Orioles agree in principle for the players involved, then the Phillies would have to have an opportunity to sign Machado to a contract extension. It just makes absolutely no sense for me, and I think for the Phillies, to send a bunch of prospects to Baltimore this offseason, knowing that the Phillies don't have a chance to win next year, and then all of a sudden, boom, Machado becomes a free agent next offseason and you know, has a chance to sign with another team. So, you know, like I said, if Baltimore is looking to trade Manny Machado, the Phillies will make a call. They'll take a run at him. But the likelihood of it happening, I think there's a lot of variables coming into play. And again, if you can't get Machado signed beyond next season, then it just doesn't make any sense for Phillies to do that.
The biggest name, though, this offseason has been Giancarlo Stanton. And unless the Phillies are a mystery team, they're kind of on the outside looking in on that sweepstakes. But there are a few other names out there that the Phillies have been linked to in terms of free agents that they could add, particularly pitching. And veteran pitching is one of the team's biggest needs. Do you see them adding a Jake Arrieta, Yu Darvish at the winter meetings, or are they not willing to commit long-term just yet?
I don't think they are going to go after Darvish or Arrieta unless the asking price would suddenly really drop. You know, I think they're more looking in the Lance Lynn ballpark. You know, Tyler Chatwood, I just saw sign with the Cubs. He was a guy I wrote the other day that would make a lot of sense for the Phillies. He signed like a 3-year, I think, $40 million deal. Arrieta would be great. You know, Yu Darvish would be great, except it might take a 6-year, 7-year deal to sign either of those pitchers. And because the Phillies aren't ready to win next season, and maybe, you know, maybe they're not even ready to win in 2019, they look at it like, wow, we give one of these guys a 6-7 year deal. Their best years are probably going to come being at the beginning of that contract when the Phillies aren't prepared to win. So in their mind, I think they're looking at it going, all right, maybe we should sign a guy to a shorter term deal. And then when the timing is right, and they actually think they have a legitimate chance to win in the postseason, then you can find that starting pitcher. And I've always been a big believer in that. The idea that Jake Arrieta is available, you have to go out and get him right now. Now, there are always, always teams looking to deal starting pitching at the trade deadline, really good pitching at the trade deadline. So there's absolutely no reason, in my opinion, for the Phillies to panic and feel that they have to go out and get one of these guys. And quite frankly, they would probably have to overpay for one of these guys to come to a rebuilding team like the Phillies.
Bullpenning now a thing in baseball, and a lot of people agree that it's the key to succeeding, especially in the postseason. Who do you think right now is on the market that the Phillies could add to complement their bullpen pieces like Hector Neris, Luis Garcia, and Adam Morgan?
Well, I think any of those, seventh, eighth inning guys, kind of interchangeable seventh inning, eighth inning. Here's what I kind of think, going back to kind of the starting pitching conversation, what I think the Phillies are thinking is, if they can't go out and get, like I mentioned earlier, the Lance Lynn, Tyler Chatwood types this offseason, if like Lance Lynn or Alex Cobb are looking at, four, five, six-year deals, what I think they might do is go for more of the middle reliever type, and that way, and then just go with the young pitchers that the Phillies already have in their rotation or in their system. And then by having an even stronger bullpen, then if Vince Velasquez is starting and he's getting roughed up in the fifth inning, you don't have to necessarily put in your last man in the bullpen because it's a fifth inning. You could put in Luis Garcia in the fifth inning. You could put in, Hector Neris in the fifth inning in a higher leverage situation. I think Gabe Kapler is going to be pretty progressive in how he uses his bullpen. So, any of those solid middle relievers that are out there, the upper echelon guys, I think the Phillies could get aggressive in those free agent talks to just give them more depth and more powerful depth, I guess you could say, to just go out there and overcome any deficiencies that they might have in the starting rotation.
All right, the young team right now, and that obviously has its advantages, but just like the Astros, adding the veteran presence of Carlos Beltran to the clubhouse helped that Astros young core, Phillies would be smart to do the exact same thing. Do you see an experienced player out there that could help guide this young core?
Well, I see Jason Wirth out there is available, and I think he would be a really good fit in this clubhouse. Personally, I think that they do need some sort of veteran position player, some guy who has some real street cred to come into this clubhouse and help show these guys the way, to kind of get in somebody's ear if they're not playing hard, to kind of do that leadership, fill that leadership role when Gabe Kapler can't do it, because the manager can't do everything all of the time. The players kind of have to police themselves. And I personally have found that to be lacking in the clubhouse the past few years, that good, solid veteran leader. I'm throwing Chase Utley's name out there, but knowing that there's like no shot that he's going to be re-signed by the Phillies if he even plays baseball next season. But I'm thinking somebody like that, somebody that has some serious postseason success, somebody that has a really good reputation around the game. Jason Wirth, I mentioned him because, he's got a previous history with the Phillies and won a World Series with the Phillies. He probably isn't going to play every day, so maybe he can play left field, right field. He can, some center field. He can kind of roam all around. I think he could really help this clubhouse out. Now, I don't know if the front office agrees with me that they need another veteran clubhouse present, but I certainly do.
How funny would it be, Jason Wirth riding back in on his white horse to lead this team to a World Series and have it come all full circle? I think that'd be pretty interesting. I do like that as a possibility. Let's talk about some of the players that are currently on the team that could be trade chips. Reports are saying the Phillies have received offers for Freddy Galvis and Cesar Hernandez. Let's start with Galvis, 28 years old. He plays great defense. A couple of teams reportedly are interested in him, like the Padres. What's the likelihood he gets traded?
I think there's a decent chance still. The Phillies certainly have motivation to try to trade Galvis. He's going to be a free agent after next season. He probably will not be re-signed unless somehow he, becomes a super utility type of player. But there's a lot of reasons for the Phillies to trade him. And like I said, he's going to be a free agent after next year. And if J.P. Crawford continues to develop like the Phillies think he will, he's probably going to be the everyday shortstop going forward. So there's definitely some motivation to trade him as well as Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez, same thing, although he is under team control through 2020. So there's maybe not that big of a rush to trade Hernandez, although because he's under team control for another three seasons, the Phillies could probably get a bigger haul for him. And quite frankly, he's a better offensive player in terms of on-base percentage, batting average, etc. So two different players that kind of give you two different things. I mean, Freddie's a tremendous clubhouse guy. You mentioned his glove. He's a really, really good defensive shortstop. I personally thought he should have won the Gold Glove this year. And with Scott Kingery, one of their top prospects coming up, he could be up. He could earn be kind of pushing for promotion the first few weeks of the 2018 season. I think it would be really tough to have Galvis, Hernandez, J.P. Crawford, Scott Kingery, and Michael Franco, five guys all trying to play, you know, second, third, and short. So to thin out that field a little bit and maybe give you some pitching in return, I think makes a lot of sense for the Phillies to try and do that. But they're also in a position where they don't feel that they absolutely have to give any of these guys away. So if all they're going to get is a middle reliever for Cesar Hernandez, they're just going to stick with them and then maybe try to trade these guys closer to the trade deadline next year.
So in this offseason, of the guys you just named, who do you think is the most likely to be traded?
I think Freddie's still the most likely to be traded. You know, if you're a team that you value pitching and the Phillies, like I said, knowing that he's going to be a free agent after next year, if you value pitching and you need some good defense up the middle, I mean, Freddie is absolutely tremendous. And so for that reason, I got to think there's going to be a team that steps forward, whether it's the Padres or not. If you want to help your pitching staff out, if you feel your middle infield defense is a weakness, Freddie, I think, would be a great way to go. So, you know, the talks at this point have not been real hot and heavy regarding Galvis and Hernandez. But like I always like to say to people, you know, one phone call can change anything. And certainly that can happen next week at the winter meetings. You know, Matt Klentak, the Phillies GM, could have one phone call with the Padres or the Angels about Hernandez, Cesar Hernandez, and next thing you know, a deal is on and they're having a press conference before the end of the meetings next week.
Yeah, winter meetings is where a lot of that magic happens, so we will wait with bated breath for sure to see if the Phillies make any major moves. Todd, thanks so much for joining us this week, and we will talk about winter meetings and all of the reaction from it next week here on the podcast on MLB Extras. Really appreciate you joining us, Todd.
Thanks.
Thank you.